Fighting continues today near Mazar-e-Sharif, the first Afghan city to fall to the Northern Alliance early this month. Clashes are taking place at a 19th-century prison between Northern Alliance troops and Arab, Chechen, and Pakistani prisoners who had been transported there from Kunduz over the weekend. NPR's Lawrence Sheets is at the prison. What's going on there?
Well, as I sit here, fighting is continuing between the forces of the Taliban, who staged an uprising over the weekend, and the Northern Alliance troops. This is a very large 19th century fortress. At one end is the headquarters of General Rashid Dostum, the Uzbek warlord who's affiliated with the Northern Alliance. At the exact other side is the location where this makeshift prison is located, and as I speak at this very moment, I can hear small arms fire and mortars being fired back and forth. There's also been American bombing today for a second straight day, which has been coordinated by American Special Forces, and as we understand it, there are also British SOS special troops on the ground here, a couple of dozen altogether.
There's a report of an American casualty at the prison. What do you know about that?
Yes, we've been told by Northern Alliance commanders here that they can confirm the death of one American. They cannot identify with which branch of the military he is associated, or whether in fact he is an employee of the CIA. There had been some reports to that effect, and no one has recovered any bodies, but they are at least saying that one American has indeed been killed here.
Now what about the city of Mazar-e-Sharif?
Well, for now, Mazar-e-Sharif seems relatively quiet. People are going about their business. The shops are open on the streets. There's no sense of panic, and people are generally used to the situation being very fluid on the ground. Speaking with Northern Alliance commanders today, they said, although that they were worried about the latest events, that they really didn't think the Taliban had the strength to launch some sort of attack on Mazar-e-Sharif. And we have to remember that these forces of the Taliban who are trapped here in this prison are mostly foreign volunteers, foreign troops from the Taliban, Pakistanis, Chechens, etc., as we've said.
What happened there? How did this break out?
According to the information we have, the fighters, the Taliban fighters, were in the process of being disarmed by Northern Alliance military officials. One of them set off a grenade, a melee ensued, and subsequent to that, these Taliban troops were able to obtain a large number of weapons, gunfire erupted, and they were able also to break into an arms depot inside the fortress complex. So that has led to the 2 days of fighting here.
Is the situation secure now?
Well, it's by no means secure. I'm standing on a road just 200 meters away from the forest and from the entrance to the fortress complex. And as I said, there are loud explosions going on all around me. You could perhaps hear them in the background from time to time. There are reinforcements, Northern Alliance reinforcements, moving up and down the road in vehicles and on aging T-55 Soviet tanks. And there are people running to and fro, so it doesn't seem by any means to be over or secure.
And are U.S. personnel assisting the Northern Alliance in this operation?
Yes, indeed they are. We, according to the information we have, there are at least two dozen both British and American special forces on the ground, and they've been guiding American bombs to the prison complex using laser-guided devices.
NPR's Lawrence Sheets near Mazar-e-Sharif, Afghanistan.